You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise for this day. We are here to pray at Bethel Encounter Glorious Friday. Today is a wonderful, special day. Every day is unique. Today I'm going to walk us through a short exercise, and we will do same at our all night today. I want you to take a piece of paper, or if you have a prayer book, and I encourage everybody to have a prayer book in which you write down prayers that, as we've been praying in recent times at Bethel Encounter, over documented prayer requests. Have them scripted down and kept to yourself between you and the Lord. Have them scripted down so that every time when we ought to, or when we have the opportunity, be it online at Bethel Encounter or in person at meetings, you can have these documented prayer requests or prayer sheets. Either it's a prayer book or it's a prayer notepad or sheet. A sheet that you carry with you every time. Why? Because God is going to do, or is going to answer all these according to his will. According to his will. So have a pen and have your prayer book or sheet of paper right now that you will keep with you. The first is concerning ministry. That is the area. I want you to write down between 1 to 3 things. So you have the opportunity to write down 3 things. One of them must be related to Glow Music Ministry, so that it will be simple. One must be related to Glow Music Ministry. Write it down right now. A prayer upon your heart, something that you want to see according to God's will, as the Lord lives and as he wills, according to his will. If you want to see ministry expansion, if you want to see anything that you want to see, the desire of the righteous shall be granted, and it must be according to God's will. Number 2, you're under ministry. A personal breakthrough for you, a personal target. Don't write anything outrageous. Understand that this is ongoing. So every time the Lord answers one, you have the opportunity to update. God will answer the next one, step by step. So don't go and write, I want to win 1,000 souls, when you know that you are not even doing one. So between now and December, Lord, every month I want to win one soul by your help. You write that down. Don't go and write something that's so personal. Number 3, under ministry, relate it to music. One that is related to music. Maybe it's a project which has been set for the year that you are involved with personally. But at the end of the day, we must have a good testimony at the end of the year that these were done. So note that one too down. Then we move to the next section. The next section is health. Three things, that's section B, health. Three areas or three things that you are trusting God for. And that health, it could be you if you are fine. It could be a family member still under health. But if you already have 3 points for yourself, don't worry. When we get to family, you have the opportunity to write the ones for family today. So health, whether it's your eyesight, whether it's a pain that you've been feeling, whether it is migraines, just write them down. Section B, under health. I'm taking us through these so that Bethel Encounter or our in-person meetings, as we thank the Lord over our documented prayer requests, we'll have testimonies at the end of the day. As you write them down, it means, God, I'm serious about this. Very focused. Migraines, eyesight, stomach issues. If you know you have stomach ulcer, whether it is duodenal ulcer, or it is whichever, write them down. Just write it down. Just three of them. Then we move to work, career, or academics. 3 points. Work, career, or academics. And as you write these down, later we'll have scriptures on them, and then you pray. But for now, write the points down. Work, academics, or career. For the students, this is the good opportunity for you. If you know you are in lower and you want to move to first class, put it down. Like I said, it is stage by stage. Don't go and write, I want to be a lawyer. When you are just in first year, and this is for this year. This year. So don't go and write things that are for the next 10 years. Write for this year what you want to see, or God, by God's help. This month, we are dependent on the strength of the Lord. And as you write these prayer points down, the Lord's strength will be made available to convert them into testimonies in the name of Jesus. So 3 points concerning work or career or academics. Under those same 3 points, if you are working at a place or you are in a business, you want to see clients restored, clients multiplied. Even if you can put a number to it, that Lord, by December, at least 20 clients. You write it. We move to the next section, which is family. And please, when we are done, anybody who's written it, at least let me have the sections. Family, your current family, your present family. So if you are not married, it's not about your future family. We'll come to that. That will be the last area we'll be. But your present family, and I'm not talking about your spiritual family, that's ministry, no. I'm talking about your natural family. What you want the Lord to do for your present family. Please write it down. Three things. Three things. That affects your parents, that affects your siblings, that affects the family. Even if extended, but more focus on your present nuclear family. Whether your father is not feeling well, whether your mother is unwell, or your mother, her business is not doing well, or whatever it is. I'm saying these things so that you remember the areas to look at. Your siblings. Maybe somebody is graduating this year or is just look through your family, the pressing issues right now. And then we move to the last two. The last two, the first section is key relationships. These are relationships, and as I said, when we finish, please let me have the session because I'm speaking from inspiration. I didn't plan to talk about key relationships. Key relationships are relationships that directly affect you, which need God's intervention or help. So, for instance, if you are not married and you are close to, or you are of age, a key relationship would be your spouse, your upcoming spouse or your future spouse, who you should be meeting. That must be on point. Key relationship. People that directly affect you or impact your current decisions right now, between now and December. People that impact your decisions, whether it's a mentor, whether it's a pastor, whether it's a parent, or people whose decisions directly affect you and for which you need God to direct. And as I said, relationship. It could be a business partner. And that partnership must go well so that it doesn't bring problems. But the key three, please, write them down. And now we go to the last one. Opportunities. God-driven opportunities. That's the last one. If you don't have any opportunities in mind, you just write the word opportunities. That is all. But if there are opportunities that you are hoping for, according to God's will, don't go and write divorce as an opportunity. Example. That's what I'm saying. That according to God's will, God-driven opportunities, there are certain things you have to pass through. You don't run away from them. So don't go and write opportunities hoping that difficult situations you must overcome. Rather, you are running from them. The Lord directs all of us as we write these points down. It is for God's glory to be seen in the name of Jesus. When you do well and the Lord through you impacts the lives of others, the glory comes back to Him. We know that from Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 to 16. When your light shines and people see your good works, the glory goes back to our Father in heaven. When there is peace at home and there's joy at work, when you experience these things and you have healthy relationships, it even gives you peace to do more on the field of ministry. So as we pray these things and the Lord shows by His mercy, brings all these prayer points and converts them into testimonies, we must continue to give God all the glory in the name of Jesus. And as you do this, I want you to be a habit that constantly, as we thank the Lord for this and as He answers them, that you continue to write according to God's will those things that you want to see, and always start with ministry. What God should do through your life in the form of ministry, and not the other things first. God first, and He will take care of the others. And I believe it will come to a point that your heart fully sold out to the Lord. You wouldn't even have to worry about anything else. And that you constantly see these things happen in your life in the name of Jesus. Pardon today having to go through all these so that will be well directed. Worship from a strength experience. Worship from a strength experience. Psalm 18, verse 3. I'll call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Worship deepens when it springs from real encounters with God's strength. Times when he saved you from enemies and lifted you from weakness. And with this, I'll urge all of us that let us stop complaining and rather reflect on the things that God has done. It is very easy to move into complaint instead of thanksgiving. If you cannot remember any strange thing that God has done for you, even over the last week, remember that every day you were alive. You didn't die when you were asleep. Remember what he did in your life, maybe when you were a baby. Some of us were told what God saved us from when we were babies. What God saved us from when we were children. You must always, as she puts it, nyankaye, you must remember, always recall the things God has done for you over the years. Some of you, you may not even have completed university. But God, by his mercies, your fees were paid in strange ways. You see, because if you don't reflect, you will never have something to sing about. Most people are searching for something strange, like, God, I need a car. So the car comes before you can sing a new song unto the Lord about something God has done for you. Then what about all the things that he did for you all these years? Do you have remembrance at all? Are you grateful at all? Are you saying that there are too many things to complain about more than all the things that God has done for you? There's never been a miracle in your life. Do you know how many people have died from just common headache? And then you hear this, oh, he just said his stomach. And then they rushed him to the hospital. And then that was the end. The person never returned. Do you know how many women have lost their babies and yet you didn't die as a baby? So we have every cause to be thankful and grateful to God, and for which every time you must reflect on what God has done for you all through your life. It is never outdated. If you are 20 years and 19 years ago, God did something for you, forever be grateful. Forever be grateful. We don't say that as for that miracle, it is outdated. Or what God did for me 10 years ago, it is outdated. He hasn't done anything new. Please, be ever grateful. And it is that kind of heart that God will constantly bring testimonies into your life. If you are going to give a gift to someone who is squeezing their face, will you do it? They are not even reflecting about what you gave them the last time. Why would you give them something more? The God we serve, he's a merciful God that even causes the rain to fall on the just and unjust. So how much more when you have a heart of gratitude? So Psalm 18 verse 3, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. God must first be worthy of your praise. It means that reflect on the things and praise God from a point of understanding, not just singing. And after that, salvation will come. Whether it's for your business, whether it is for your marriage, whether it's for your ministry, salvation will come. But first, thank God. Remember all the things he has done and thank God with understanding. Our first prayer today is from Psalm 103 verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. We are praying, Father in heaven, let all that is within me bless you for your strength and salvation in Jesus' mighty name. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray this prayer right now. Father in heaven, let all that is within me bless you for your strength and salvation in Jesus' name. For your strength and salvation in Jesus' name. in Jesus' mighty name. We're also praying from Psalm 63, verse 5. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. We are praying, Father in heaven, satisfy my soul and fill my mouth with joyful praise in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice. Satisfy my soul, 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 in the name of Jesus, satisfy my soul with marrow and fatness, God. Satisfy my soul and fill my mouth with joyful praise. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips, Lord. Fill my mouth with joyful praise. Fill my mouth with joyful praise. Our last prayer, Psalm 13, verse 6. I'll sing unto the Lord because he hath dealt bountifully with me. I'll sing unto the Lord because he hath dealt bountifully with me. This will be your song between now and the end of the year. You will keep singing because the Lord has dealt with you bountifully in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. You are praying, Father in heaven, help me sing to you because of your bountiful dealings and strength in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, this year you will give so much more than you have done in any other year in the name of Jesus. Amen. Because of the Lord's provision. So amen. I want you to buy packs of white envelope and the Lord will make the provision. As you desire to give your covenant seat, to give offerings at every Sunday, the Lord will fill those envelopes and make it possible so that you have a testimony to share as well. In amen. The mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Buy those pack of envelope nicely and you package your offering nicely when you are coming for meetings. Package it nicely and the key word, respectfully. Respectfully. Everything this year that you are doing for the Lord, do it from your heart. Do it beautifully and respectfully. Because you are the next millionaire who is God-loving and God-driven.
Amen.
So start practicing it right now the right way. Even if it's one CD or five CD, put it nicely in an envelope and then present it unto the Lord. And the next time you'll be presenting checks. Amen. In the name of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. If you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, God is after your heart, not your money. He's first after your heart. And if your heart is for the Lord, your family and everything you have will also be for the Lord. And so today, thank God you didn't die before this opportunity, but you have this wonderful chance to commit your life to Christ Jesus. That as you receive him and you believe in him, according to John chapter 1 verse 12, you become a child of God, having access to eternal life, as also in Colossians chapter 1 verse 13. Just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your mercies bestowed upon my life. Thank you for this opportunity. I do not take it for granted. Please forgive me, Lord, for I'm a sinner. I repent of all my sins, Lord, and from this day, I choose to walk according to your instructions in the word of God, Lord. Help me. Help me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit so that, Lord, I can continue to live a life that is pleasing unto you constantly and not an on and off life. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. As we come to the close of this meeting, God's word says in Psalm 37 verse 4, that when we delight ourselves in him, he will grant us the desires of our hearts. So as we sing this last song of praise, hold on to any documented prayer requests you have in faith, knowing that the Lord will turn each one of them into a testimony according to his will. I know no other God but you, who can do the things you do. You are the only one who's worthy of my praise. Said I know no other God but you, who can do the things you do. Propitiation of our sins. He gave himself, he gave everything. Even before we knew him, we can only love him back. Bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.